Yeah, no, it was. We played three pretty good quarters. The second quarter was terrible, you know. But you know, under the circumstances and the emotion in the game, to play like that, especially the second half, I was pretty proud of their effort. The second half.
How do you think your team handled the emotions overall in the last couple of
hours? Yeah, did really well. I was, you know, that's a bit of maturity out there. They didn't get caught up in the hoopla, and you know, when they stepped over the white line, it was business, and you know, and we played well.
You said on Wednesday night, mate, Jarwo might be the man to do some damage tonight. Turns out you were right, but just not in perhaps the way you meant it at the time. He was enormous.
He is such a good passer of the ball. He was getting double teamed, and he was making great decisions with the ball, and then taking it one on one. And you know, to have someone like that is, you know, we're still learning to play with him. What have we played? That's our seventh game. We're still not hit our full straps with Nate, but we're getting there. He's, you know, he's dropped a lot of weight, and we'll continue to play through him, and hopefully he'll keep getting the same result.
How big was his third quarter in the context of the game?
Yeah, look, we had some really challenged him at the halftime. I thought the second quarter was pretty poor and went away from what we wanted to play, the style that we wanted to play, and Nate really stepped up and you know, took the game by the scruff of the neck. I think we got down there. They hit two threes to start the game, or a long two and a three, and then we came back to get back in front and really held that.
What was your message at
halftime? Oh, we just weren't playing the right way. It's, you know, we said some things, the characteristics of Damian Martin, you know, and we didn't follow through that, and we got that back on track in the third quarter. So. You know, that's the pleasing part, that we can respond like that.
So you're going to use Damo to sort of try and inspire
you? Oh, boy, Damo was an inspirational player. You know, not only is he a great teammate, a good leader, or great leader, you know, he's learnt that the last couple of years, and, you know, he plays the way the game should be played. And we certainly want to replicate that while he's out, and I think we did that tonight. I didn't think head was in there on Wednesday night. You know, and going back through the tape, he was getting beaten in plays, and he was missing assignments, and we couldn't start that way. So we put Casey in there to get his explosiveness and, you know, up the lanes and rebounding and running, and it was turned out well for tonight.
Are you happy with Dollar's response?
Yeah, really good. He could have. You go two ways. You know, you can. If the coach gets on, you can, you know, sulk. But he stood up and came back and was really aggressive, and he played a good game.
Have you seen Casey's progression?
Yeah, he's getting there. I'll probably put him in too long. How many minutes did you play?
Oh, no, that's all right.
Yeah. I probably had him too long there and get him a short break there in the third and then the last. But look, I got confidence in him. I know what he can do. I know how he can play in this league, and he's still learning. He's still, you know, wet behind the ears. He's still got to develop, but he's going to get there if he keeps working. And I was happy his progression is going to be a good thing for him.
Casey, from a player's point of view, is tonight a case of doing
for
Damo?
Well, definitely. You know, a guy like Damo, he comes to every practice, every game, and he sacrifices everything that he has. He gives the team everything that he has, so we want to just go out there and play as hard as we could for him.
How good was it to see him come out briefly tonight, Sugar?
It was great, man, just to know that he was doing well, that, you know, his jaw was, you know, looking a little better. He looked a little better as before he did anyway. But, you know, it was just great to see him, man. He had a lot of positive words for us. Me and him exchanged hugs, whatever, so he's a great guy.
You feeling more comfortable out there personally,
Mason? Oh, definitely. I mean, I just got to keep getting better, like Coach says. I'm a hard worker, and all I know is hard work. So, you know, each game I try to approach it as, you know, take this on to get better. Try to help my team win as much as we can. If I can do that, then I'm pretty happy.
Sorry. How do you feel the main sort of improvement needs to come in your game?
But just being smarter, being more aware offensively. You know, defensively, I feel like, you know, I'm pretty much using my athleticism as well. And, you know, I just got to keep improving my jump shot, keep improving, you know, just little things on the court that can help me in the game.
There were probably a lot of fans expecting it. You have to say to the guys before the match to make sure it did well
Nothing. We didn't even bring it up. It wasn't even a statement before the game. You know, the guys are professional enough that they got together as a group and how they wanted to respond. And you got to use that emotion and energy in the right way. You know, the wrong way is coming out here and throwing elbows and doing going away from team structure. And, you know, the guys were very disciplined at what they did. And the emotions raw, without a question, happened 2 days ago and the events that followed. And, you know, we showed a lot of maturity tonight, I thought. Yeah, look, that's a class act from Damo. It's just when the pressure gets, he just rises up. You know, the cream rises to the top. That's Damo. You know, if he's able to put it behind him with a broken jaw and three teeth knocked out, and I think we all put it behind us and move forward.
Given your comments Wednesday night, were you surprised they were trying to make a decision?
Look, I was disappointed. I don't think he maliciously tried to break his jaw, but I think there was some recklessness in there that, you know, he could have grabbed him or pulled his shoulder back in. But that's the milk spilt. You know, there's no use crying over it now. It's done. You guys got a story for a couple of days and now we move on.
Would you like to see some kind of improvements made from
that? Yeah, I think you got to protect the head. I think that's... You know, even last year with what happened to Jesse, it was a head-high shot, another head-high shot. You don't want to see that in sport. You know, I think we've come a long way. Even the rugby and the AFL have come a long way in that way, and hopefully basketball can match that.
Were you guys sitting close on the playing tree?
Too close. Casey was sitting right next to one of the players, but, yeah, that was weird. There was a lot of animosity in there and being right next door to each other when, you know, the emotions are high, but everything was cool, calm and collective.
Was there any sort of chatter? Was it pretty quiet?
I don't believe there was any chatter from either side at all. Eye contact was a minimum. I tried to get some, but did nothing.
Last one for me, Tommy. Did he tweak an ankle or something? Obviously came back.
Yeah, okay. Tweaked it Wednesday night and just rolled it again, so we'll obviously get that looked after and hopefully you'll be fine for Wednesday night.
We're on the road trip coming up over the next week and a half, so it's obviously a big test for you guys without Damo for a while, but how big a test is that?
Yeah, big time. You know, you haven't got your captain. Unfortunately, at the start of the year, it was the same boat. We're on the road and we're able to get a couple, you know, without Damo, so hopefully we can do it a little bit more. The guys are growing in confidence. We're not there yet, but we're still. You can see the improvement, which is great, and we have to keep improving. And hopefully, Damo's not out as long as everyone says.
Do you have a conversation now about the injury replacement?
Yeah, we'll certainly do that and look to if we bring someone in, and, or we keep our DPs and use them. So that's a discussion we'll have with management straight away.
Thanks.